Good morning here on the Mighty 690. I am Matt Jordan filling in for James Copeland as it is time to talk to Coffeeville's Reawakening here on this Thursday morning. Joining me in studio, we've got Denise York and special guest Sam Kudrick. Glad to have
morning,
you guys
Matt.
In. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Nice to see you in here.
Yeah. Change of pace for you guys.
Yeah,
you know?
It is.
So, you know, you get to talk to James all the time.
It's
you
like
know?
The teacher's away and you have a son, yeah. you
yes.
know, so you start acting up.
Rolling
a little
the
bit,
TV
so.
On the car.
Yeah.
Let's,
yeah.
yeah.
So.
Yeah. What are we watching today? You know? So.
I have a couple quick things I wanted to throw out there. You know, I don't get on Facebook a lot, but here, I think last night, I was just kind of scrolling through and there was a few comments about things going on. So I wanted to call out Crest Event Center, downtown at 130 West 9th. You know, they're starting to have music shows. September 12th is Charlie Horse and a special guest. And then on the 26th, I think it is, Robbie Bell is going to be there. So I see all these that Coffeeville doesn't do much with arts and music and everything. But we have been trying and, you know, we need the city to support us. So, you know, check out what's going on at the Crest Event Center and go down and support the musicians when we do have bands. I think we're looking at something along those lines for Christmas that might be a little bit different. So everybody get ready for that.
And then also in that line, the humanities stuff at CCC.
Absolutely.
On Tuesday nights. You
it's
got
free.
Something every week. So.
Yep. And then you have the people in here on Tuesday morning, right?
Yeah. Generally, whoever is going to be on that Tuesday night will come in here and we'll kind of give people a preview of what they can expect on Tuesday night.
I missed last Tuesday. So did you go or did?
I did not. Well, okay. They were in here. I heard them briefly in here.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Yeah, Bob and I like to go down there, but, you know, sometimes we're just not able to. And I think that was their first night. But go to CCC and the humanities. There's a whole schedule of who they're bringing to town, and it's a wide variety and
yep.
and pretty good talent.
We like I said, we preview it every Tuesday morning.
Yep.
So
okay, be watching for that. Tomorrow is the deadline to be included on the Coffeeville map for the 100-mile yard sale. So get that... go down to the chamber and register. It's $10. The 100-mile sale is September the 10th through the 12th, 8 to 5. But if you want on the map, you got till tomorrow to get down there. So,
no cost to do the garage sale anymore. There's the cost for the registering for the map, but there's no cost to do the garage
yep.
sale anymore.
No garage sale permit or anything yep. needed. The $10 just covers the map. I think the maps go out on the 9th. They'll have them ready to go. For the sale. So, okay, last week we had Phil Kenley High School Golden Gales All-Stars on, and they're doing a trip to New York. They were picked to perform. No, not New York. I'm sorry. It's Disney World. So they're doing they're starting a raffle that's going to start in the next day or two. And the raffle, it's $5 per ticket or three for $10. And they're giving away Hokas. Right?
Hocus.
The shoe.
Hocus mm-hmm. shoes,
Hocus.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, if you win the drawing, then you get to go down to Brown's and pick out the shoe. But get a hold of any Golden Gale dance member, or you can call Stacy at 620-870-0305. And she can tell you all about the raffles and everything coming up. Now, the girls are working at the Yoke next Tuesday, the 15th, from 5 to 9 for tips. So they're waiting tables, and that's part of their fundraiser. So help them out.
You can catch them tomorrow night, Phil Kenley, first game
oh,
of the season.
Absolutely, yeah.
Shameless plug.
There you go. There you go. And then Dalton Days. You know, it's a month away, and I wanted to talk about the fundraiser for the museum. The past couple years, they have had a raffle that gives away a gun. So this is the gun this year is from the Cimarron Firearms Company. It's a 45 long Colt. I don't know anything about guns, so you guys can figure this out yourself. And it's going to be a one-time use that will be used in the Dalton reenactment. So I think they're going to pull the gun out, maybe shoot it, and then raffle it off. They will raffle it off that weekend. Tickets are $10. It's a $10 donation. You can go into the Dalton Defender, you know, museum, you know, and get your ticket, or let's see, call 251-5944 The museum's at 814 South Walnut, Brown Mansion. You can call them because the Coffeyville Historical Society, they support this too. So their number is 251-0431. And, of course, you have to be over 18. You have to meet eligibility requirements. So there's a whole list of things that you can go online to coffeevillehistory.com/gundraw. And all that information will be on there. So help support the museum. This is their fundraiser to help with operations and everything that they've got going on over there. The only other thing I have is Coffeyville's Reawakening, our downtown association. We've been had a couple meetings the last couple months, and we're planning some special things coming up for the next few months. So things are going to be different down there. So look forward to that. And then I've got Sam here to talk about grants and other things that she wants to.
Yeah.
Let us know about.
So, Sam Kudrick, Executive Director at the Coffeyville Area Community Foundation. And I wanted to just kind of put out there for you guys today about our community impact grants. So, our grant cycle at the foundation currently runs once a year. We open it around February, March timeframe. So I just want to give you guys kind of a list of the things that we supported this year that those dollars have been going out, and we're kind of seeing the projects kicking off. So, the way it works, just to give you guys an idea on how, where the funding comes from, because that's always a question, like, so where does the money come from? And how this is set up is the foundation board, we have probably 10 to 15 funds that are actually advised by the foundation board. So those dollars are in what we call endowed, and so those dollars are invested, and then they're earning. So every year we're just gaining more and more traction on those funds, and then we're able to put those dollars back into the community. So that's kind of how those dollars come about. We also have donors that have set up funds years ago or even recently that maybe have a interest in something specific. So they might say, hey, like, we're really interested in youth things, and they kind of put the parameters around it. Sometimes those people are advisors to the fund, or sometimes they have it set up where our board takes care of those things for them with you know, what they have criteria-wise set up. So that's how that's kind of set up. And then our committee brings it to the board, and the board votes on what we're going to give grants for. So to give you guys just an idea of some of those grants that went out, we have the Coffeyville Historical Society. They are doing some updates to the old jail in Death Alley. So specifically the money that we are giving, it's going to help get a new roof and new siding on the jail. We're excited because we are in the works actually to potentially apply for a state tourism grant to do a little more, not just to the jail, but the whole area right there.
It needs it. The whole
just,
alley.
You know, make it more of an attraction versus just an alley, which is hard, right? Because you have, you know, trash cans and people driving down it. So it is an alley, but we just want to really spruce up to make it. We know thousands of visitors and even locals, you know, want to bring people down there. So just trying to make it a little more attractive for that. So we're excited to partner with them to help get that area looking better. Unfortunately, it's not going to be done before this Dalton Offenders weekend because, like I said, we're hoping to apply for a little more money to pair with that. And none of that work can begin until you apply and see if you... So hopefully by next spring, though, that will be checked off. So next we have Cross Timbers Food Pantry. This is located in Edna. And just to, so some people are like, oh, do you guys do work over there? And we are the Coffeyville Area Community Foundation. So we do work in, you know, Caney, some in Labette County. We've even done some over across the line in Oklahoma. So really it's just any of our communities that, you know, are close. And then depending on what donors want to do, some donors from that area are like, we want to help support this. So it's really donor driven. So the Cross Timbers Food Pantry, we gave a grant to help purchase. They are building a new building, and they needed new front doors, which are pretty major and part of just like for them to be able to continue work on some of the other money they've raised. So that community center is going to be their food pantry. They have a storm shelter built in inside, and also just community center in general. So we're excited to partner with them to see that project happen. Next, we have Cedar Bluff Camp, and we did a grant to help them purchase the materials to restore the dormitory that's on the west side. So just west of the main cabin building, you're going to see, I think it was at the time, like a Lions Club And then they've kind of worked with Lions Club to for them to take that over and get that back in a little more working condition. We have Live Healthy Montgomery County with the Laundry Love Program. So we did help support to extend that program for a few more months into this year as well. They do that program 2 times a month where people can go and get up to 3 loads, I believe it is, of free laundry. So they work that program 2 times a month, and that's over at Beach Street Laundry. Yeah,
I think that's a great
I believe that's
service.
The name still.
Yes.
Yeah, really wonderful. Next, we have USD 405CES. So the, I'm sorry, I just blanked. I'm trying to think of who applied for it. The counselors, I'm sorry. There's 3 counselors there, and they are wanting to do an outdoor wellness and mindful space. So at CES, there's a few different like courtyards in the middle of the buildings. And kind of like throughout the years, there's been some stuff here and there. So there's a couple that need a little work. And what they want to do is they want to turn that into a space where the counselors could use it for students. Or if there's a teacher that was like, hey, we want to go do our science project outside for the day, but in a secure area versus just going out, you know, another spot. So we're going to partner to help make a part of that. And they're kind of looking for some other funding as well to finish that off. But kind of exciting, different project there as well. We have the CRMC Foundation. We did help support for them to purchase a new neonatal cardiac monitor to better serve newborn babies. So they had one that was for adults. So at the time, you know, if there was a baby that needed one, they could use the adult one. But if mom and baby needed one, you know, they'd have to choose type deal. So they really wanted one specifically for newborn babies, which, you know, hopefully they don't have to utilize. But it's kind of one of those deals, like if you need it, it's great to have. So we were happy to partner with them to purchase that. Next, we have the Southeast Kansas Area Agency on Aging. And what I know is I think of like Meals on Wheels. They don't call it that. I think it's called Senior Meals. But what they do is they are located on Union Street, and they cook over 400 meals a day, some that are delivered, some that people can actually go on site and have like a community meal as well. But they needed a new industrial range to cook those meals at the Coffeyville Center. So we help provide that to continue those 400 meals a day. And that's, I think, Montgomery County, Labette County, and Fredonia is who they kind of take meals to. So it's a pretty wide spread there. Next, we have RMS and FKHS Take What You Need cabinet. So this is kind of like, oh, the cabinets that they have where if kids need some deodorant or a toothbrush or just anything, you know, feminine products, or maybe their shoes are really, really worn and they just need a new pair of shoes. So the counselors there are awesome. They just like know the needs and they just like take care of it. So we did do a grant to help support that program. We have the Salvation Army Community Service Volunteers, and the grant is that we've provided them is going to help with purchasing clothing for ages 0 to 15 for their Angel Tree program that they do at Christmas time. So that's going to, I can't remember, I think they purchased 4 new outfits for each kid. It's 2 or 4. I can't remember. But, you know, that can get really pricey really quick. So they utilize that those grant dollars to help. And I think all year they are like constantly like, you know, getting good deals, seeing and purchasing the stuff to kind of build up for this for the Christmas time. So next, we have the Caney Recreation Commission, and we helped provide some dollars to help them purchase a travel AED device. So currently, they just have one that's at their building, and they just wanted something for, you know, the ball fields or here that they can travel with, and whether it be for the youth or for someone attending their sporting events, they wanted to have that safety net there. Okay, I have 3 more. next, we have the Montgomery County Fair Youth Livestock. So we do support them with their livestock show that they do. We have Genesis of Coffeyville. We did help them purchase a new garage door to their warehouse. So one, it was a little too small, so that when they were getting deliveries, like the truck, they had some issues with, you know, I think one time it got hit in the building. And then also it made it a little bit hard to actually secure it and lock it. So they were needing a new updated garage door for that to keep that secure. And then lastly, we did a grant to the Coffeeville Police Department to purchase a robot that they can actually drive in to assist in searches. So if there's something going on maybe in a house and they're not really sure what they're going to walk into, they can actually deploy this robot, drive it in and kind of see with the camera, which the camera they showed us very clear, pretty cool. Again, situations you hope never happen, but, you know, I think about, you know, issues that could happen in the school or just things that need to, like, we need to know what's going on. So that was a kind of a cool, different one that we got to support as well. So any other grants? I know, I think that's it, you know. It just shows you, though, we do a lot of diverse things, and it's just really fun to be able to give back and so many different people that are going to benefit from this, all these things. So we're really excited about that. And that's kind of why we do what we do. So just the last two things I want to mention is we are wrapping up the scholarships that we gave back in May from different funds set up at the foundation. So we gave out about 40 scholarships this year, so a great number to those Field Kinley High School kids. And then also, I just want to give a quick save the date. So Match Day, Thursday, November 12th. We'll have, of course, online giving, and we'll do on-site giving as well. So more information is going to be coming out soon with that, because it's kind of once like September hits, we're like, it's like we hit the ground running. So we're very excited. We've had a lot of calls already, people asking about Match Day and when that's going to happen. We have even a few new funds that have been asking about wanting to join. So excited to potentially bring some new ones on as well.
Well, and then so. KGGF has these people come on talk about what
yes.
they're...
Yeah, which...
We starting those interviews soon.
I know. No, of course, we need to ask and to make sure you guys are good with that. But yeah, you guys have been always so good about letting those nonprofits come in, talk about the needs. I think that's so important because, you know, as a donor, like to understand, like, oh my gosh, like, you know, sometimes you just don't know if a organ, sometimes they're running really smooth and you think, oh, they're good. And then maybe it's like, oh, there's a need that I can help or I want to make happen. So thank you guys because, yeah, you guys do an incredible amount of work for us to help promote that out. And it's just, it's pretty amazing. Yeah.
But just like you coming in here and talking about all this stuff, I think people want to see what is being, you know, is being done here and what is being done.
Yeah, what's being done and what's needed even, right? Because I feel like sometimes you just don't know. And you're
I didn't know about the laundry program.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't realize some people don't have that capability, you know.
Yeah.
And to be able to go wash your clothes, I mean, that's just something fundamental that we all
exactly,
take for granted.
Exactly, right? Basic things that, like, are huge for someone to be able to keep a job, for kids to be able to have clean clothes and go to school. And, I mean, it really does trickle down to so many different things. And just pretty amazing. So thank you out to everyone out there that is a donor, that maybe isn't yet but would like to be a donor, or just to know about what's going on and keeping up with our community. So we appreciate everyone and the support that we've gotten from this community.
Now,
Match Day is the day to do it.
Now, if you're an organization looking for one of these grants that you just talked about, how do they, what do they need to do? How do they get a hold of you?
So if you go to our website, coffeevillefoundation.org, there's going to be a tab that says grants. And it's going to kind of tell you who we've given grants to, the amount. So you can kind of get an idea of like, hey, what can or should we ask for? It kind of gives you like an idea. There's going to be the grant application. There's going to be the budget form, everything that you can even look at right now to be kind of preparing. And then those, again, should open up. We're kind of looking at maybe even open up in January, but for sure by February, we're going to have those open. So take a look there. If you have questions, you can call us at 620-251-4769, or you can shoot me an email. It's sam, S-A-M, at coffeevillefoundation.org.
Or stop in downtown at 117 West 9.
Yeah.
Go visit
Usually
Sam.
You can find me there. I am a one-woman show, so sometimes if I'm out, like, shows and meetings all day, but definitely, we love to have people come in and come see us, too. Yeah. So
if you're curious about Match Day, givematchgrow.com.
Yes, givematchgrow. Yes. Yep, givematchgrow.
And one other thing I wanted to mention was Jerry Wall and the military banners, because that's coming up.
Yes.
Do you know how many he has sold?
I want to say there's like 120.
Okay.
And if you are interested in purchasing a military banner, it's like we're getting to the nitty gritty. So please stop. But we have applications at the office. Drop by. You can pay, bring the photo, or you can even send the photo to an email address, but we can get that taken care of for
you.
And
there is an example of one in the window.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So again, drive downtown, 117
and
West 9.
So the banners are about almost 5 foot tall. They're going to be up all of November and just highlighting our veterans. So it's pretty, it's going to be a really awesome project to see go up. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you both for coming in. We got exciting things coming up. Dalton Defender Day is here before you know it. Then Match Day will be here as well. So, all right. Well, you're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. We'll have more coming up here in just a bit as we take a look at weather here on KGGF.
Thanks,